Welcome, everybody, to what is going to be a strange podcast, an odd show. But I think we're here for that. I think that's what part of the appeal is. So here's the deal. I'm currently outside of Detroit doing shows at a lovely club called One Night Stands. And I am in a fantastic Holiday Inn, a Holiday Inn Express. I'm getting smarter by the moment. Are you sure you could be president? I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But let me tell you something. I'm going to save you guys some money because this place is okay. And when I say that, I mean better than okay. We'll talk about hotels and what makes a good hotel and what is absolute bullshit. So we got that. We're going to talk about the TikTok ban. We're going to talk about, oh my God, Iron Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. We're going to talk about that. The media, Biden, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, some upcoming shows that we got going on, some video game news, Helldivers 2. I don't know. Listen, I think this is going to be the third week in a row that I said I was going to talk about Dune 2. Here's my problem, guys. I'm too committed to excellence. I want to do too much in the show. So pardon me. Pardon me for wanting to give you a value for this incredibly entertaining podcast, which hopefully you'll hear the wind whipping through. It's windy as all hell. It's like a storm is rolling in. It's like a freaking haunted house outside. So let's go. You know who? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do
Sylvester Stallone. Let's do Sylvester Stallone. He's going to sing the intro. All right.
You know what? I will say this about Sylvester Stallone, and I want this to be true. Somebody posted a picture of him with like two turtles in the background in an aquarium, and they're claiming that those are the turtles from the original Rocky movie.
Yeah, this is my turtles, Kolf and Link.
Like, he still has those turtles, and they're still alive. I want that to be true so very, very bad. Oh, and also, yeah, we'll do this show, and then the insane part, the super fun part, will be on Locals, and it'll be on Patreon. So let's go. This is Sylvester Stallone doing the theme song.
All right. Podcast. It's a Loftus Party podcast. Yeah. So get on your ass. Get off your ass, you know what I'm saying? Let's start the show on the podcast. Hey, all right, Mickey. The Loftus Party podcast. I'm doing all right, Adrian. So hold on to your ass. My turtles, Cuff and Link. Let's go on the show right now.
All right, I'm going to adjust my playing style. And here's the thing. I'm getting new strings on this thing. I always complain. This is like the third week in a row, fourth week in a row of complaining. Once I get back to home base, here's what's happening. I have discovered something. That I just have to jump in and start doing the guitar. I've been having so much fun up here doing shows in this neighborhood is, or the area is called Waterford. It's right outside of Detroit. Cool little area. Great club. Love the people. It's been a blast. And this guitar is completely it's completely acoustic. I cannot plug this in. So I need to be on the lookout. And if you have any recommendations, let me know. I need an acoustic guitar that I can plug into the sound system. If I would have been able to plug in the guitar last night, oh my God, I would have been playing. I would have been playing, singing songs. Some next level shit. Some next level shit. I'm so excited about it. It makes you nervous. It makes, like, I can go up there and tell jokes and talk and you know, fucking do my show. But once you start like getting outside your comfort zone, it's exciting though. It's exciting though. It's it's exciting. It's like doing something new, like sexually. And you're like, oh, I don't know, this is going to be weird. And like, am I going to like it? What happens if I like it? Is she going to let me? Oh my God, I can't believe. And those are the experiences that I'm telling you keep you young. If you, I worked with a guy. Oh, what was his name? We worked on a TV show together on anger management. And he was, he'd written on Drew Carey. Really interesting dude, funny guy, super dry, but he would travel all the time. Like, he was always like, yo, I'm going to go to, like, this some fantastic place. Oh, I'm going to Poland. Oh, I'm going to Australia. Oh, I'm going to the feet. Like, every time we took a break, he was going somewhere. And he did it. He had this theory that I think there's something to be said for it, that, you know, time kind of passes faster now. Like when you were a kid and you were sitting in school, shit took forever. You'd like look at the clock and you'd be like, okay, it's 5 minutes to three. And then a year would go by and you would look at the clock and you're like, oh, it's 4 minutes to three. It's because those were all new experiences. Like you hadn't really been doing that before. So like you were really living in the moment. You didn't even know you were doing it, but your brain is like, you know, making all these new connections. So everything seemed to take longer. So you have to constantly give your brain like new information to process. You're like, oh, I'm going someplace completely new. I'm doing something completely different. I'm doing like, forget comfort zones, but like you're really doing a new experience. And your brain's like, holy shit, we got to figure this out. What's going on? What are we doing? That'll keep your brain working. And I subscribe to that. So when I get the guitar up on stage, sing my bullshit little song, I hope you all will enjoy the time. Maybe you can sing along. It's good to be king. Just for a while, to be there in velvet, yeah, to give him a smile. It's good to get high, never come down. Good to be king of your own little town. All right, let's talk about TikTok. Fucking Eddie Van Halen shit right there. Okay, we're being silly. So this TikTok thing, I'm digging in on this. I'm against the TikTok ban. And here is why. This is one of those I'd rather be safe than sorry deals. This is I remember after 9/11 and the intelligence community was like, you know, these guys, they're using the telephones, they're communicating over the telephone, and they're making their little plans. We want to do this thing called the Patriot Act and just listen in so we can catch them. And I know myself and a frickin' the vast majority, I would say, of America was like, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We should be able to listen to these conversations and make sure these terrorists aren't plotting new attacks. And then you had your people like your Rand Paul and your other like libertarian leaning people going, oh, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, well, it's just going to be like a little bit. They're going to review that shit like every year. And then we can get rid of it when we don't mean it. And cooler heads than mine were like, watch out, because once you get this thing, you'll never get rid of it. And guess what? We never got rid of it. And that's how I think about the TikTok ban. Once we open up this door where it's like, and people much smarter than me are saying that there's language in this bill that it would just enable the government and Big Brother just to go, oh, we don't like this app. We're going to get rid of that. We don't like this one. Get rid of that for whatever reason. Listen, TikTok is the crack cocaine of social media sites. It's a steroid infused version of YouTube, and it's I have to be careful with that thing. I have to like legit watch it when I'm on there because I dive all the way in. But we can't ban it. Because then you're gonna have the government going, oh, we need to ban Breitbart, we need to ban them. They're doing this, and then you'll have things where like, oh, it's like right before the election, we're thinking about banning them. We're gonna shut them down while we decide, and then after they've been banned, and the government, oh, we made an oopsie daisy that they can come back. Nope, I don't want anybody to have a stranglehold on how information is processed. I don't want the Chinese to have a stranglehold. I don't want Facebook to have a stranglehold. All I want is honesty. Really. That's what it all boils down to. That's so annoying. I'm going to stop that. That the whole thing where you suddenly start playing the guitar, but you don't really play anything. You just do a couple chords. That's Bush League bullshit. It's Bush League bullshit. Either do a song or don't even fucking do it at all. All right. With TikTok, I'm not going to get into the weeds of it. Where, oh, it's ByteDance own it. And this guy has a share. And that guy has, you know, this amount. Fuck all that. No. I just don't want the government... I just don't want the government saying you're a winner, you're a loser. That's it sucks. Once you get into that, once you get into those weeds, it's going to be hard to get out. Then you're like, oh, well, what, you know, if TikTok can be on, then why not have a freaking porn version of TikTok? And, you know, as I say it, I'm like, that's probably not a bad idea. Like porn talk. Dick talk, tit talk. Welcome to tit talk. It's yeah, and it's wild how all of this shit is going on. Like right now, like we got an election coming up in November, and all of a sudden, oh, we gotta go fast on this. And whenever Dan Crenshaw, who they're calling Eyepatch McCain, which I think is hilarious. Because they're comparing him to John McCain, the famous rhino, John McCain. Never forget that, guys. Never forget when push came to shove and it all came down to John McCain's vote to get rid of Obamacare, that dude did a thumbs down. All he had to do was go thumbs up and we could have got the government and Big Brother out of healthcare. But no, John McCain, the hero. So they're calling what's his dude? Eyepatch McCain, Dan Crenshaw. Well, he's Eyepatch McCain. They say that he's a rhino. He wants to ban that. Shit, man, that TikTok. They say that he's a rhino. But that Eyepatch McCain, a little rhino. Oh, let's talk about the Holiday Inn Express. This is, I'm like looking at my notes. I'm like, this is all just TikTok bullshit. I don't want to ban it. There, you have it. End of story. Let's talk about how great this frickin' hotel is. It's the exact same song. That makes me laugh. Okay, here's the deal for when you're traveling. You want to go, I'm reinvigorated with the Holiday Inn Express. The last hotel I stayed at, This was in Dallas. Good people, but it was like a Hilton. Now I'm a big fan of the Hilton Garden Inn. The Hilton Garden Inn, that's a fine hotel. Regular Hilton, and here's why. Guess what the Holiday Inn Express has? They have fresh brewed coffee around the clock. I can go down to the lobby right now, get a cup of coffee, a good cup of coffee. They have a breakfast. Guess what? Guess how much the breakfast is? That's going to be complimentary, kids. That's going to be included in the price of the room. And you're like, oh, is that going to be like a banana in a juice box? No, bitches. Why don't you freaking unwad your panties? And let me tell you, there's eggs, there's sausage, there's bacon, there's biscuits, there's English muffins, there's regular muffins, there's croissants, there's freaking cinnamon rolls. Shit's insane. It's like, hey, thanks for staying here. The staff is friendly. I like all of it. I like all of it. Now, granted, sometimes when a storm rolls in and the wind is whistling, you hear it, kind of like a haunted house, but it's not like blowing the curtains around or nothing. So do yourself a... I almost choked. Do yourself a favor, and next time you're on the road, think about the Holiday Inn Express. And you're like, are you getting paid to say that? I'm not. It's good to be king, just for a while. To be there in velvet at the Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn Express. Get a little smarter and you get some rest. Alright, that was I might do more of that. I'm just warning you right now. Alright, so when we come back, we're gonna take a little break. I'm not gonna do that fun. We're gonna take a little break. We're gonna talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, that's gonna be a fun one. I'm gonna try to get in some Dune. Here's the thing, you guys. I love Dune. I love Dune, the books, all of it. We're going to talk a little bit about Ithriel and Chucky Schumer and the ceasefire and some shows coming up at the Redneck River. There's and the Biden and the media and what's going to happen, my predictions for all the good things. Oh, my God, you guys. We're also going to have, I have some life hacks. It's the return of life hacks. All right. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Confession time. We're back. I took a little break. Yeah, I went down and sure as hell, there was coffee. God bless them. Holiday Inn Express. Okay. And there's like gaggles of children. Like as soon as I was talking shit about this place is great. There's probably some kind of tournament around in town, but it's all worth it. And then, you guys, you don't even want to know. I felt bad because I'm like, I keep giving you the same stuff. And then I figured this out. I figured this out, and I'm pretty stoked about it, and I hope you are too, because you're going to be getting a lot of it. Are you ready? I don't know why I love you like I do. All the changes you're putting me through. You took my money and my cigarettes. I haven't seen the worst of it. I want to know, can you tell me, why won't you stay? Take me to the river. Oh my God. It makes me so happy. I'm not going to apologize. I don't know why I love it like I do. Come on. We could do celebrities singing that, but we're not going to do that. We're gonna get into some stuff. I also realized this. It was St. Patrick's Day over the weekend. I'm recording this way early. I'm recording this on Saturday. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. A lot of people are going to celebrate tonight. I hope everybody is safe and healthy. There we go. I hope everybody had a good one. That's a guarantee. I'm going to tell you something. This is a trade secret. No one does St. Patrick's Day like we do. It's an American thing. I've been in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, and the American people are out just getting absolutely hammered in Dublin, and then the people in Ireland are like, "Whoa, look at the Americans! They're getting fucked up over there. Christ on a pony!" Like, it's not the Irish people puking. It's the Americans. I don't know why I love it like I do. St. Patrick's Day, you put me through. You drank a fountain, all that boom. Yeah, I don't miss getting plowed on St. Patrick's Day. That used to be like the literally the green light just to get fucked up, just to get shit-faced hammered, and probably not healthy. But have a good time, whatever you do. And listen, I hope you Uber like a mofo. And oh, God bless the Uber drivers on St. Patrick's Day. That shit, I swear to God, if I was an Uber driver on St. Patrick's Day, the back of my car would be nothing but just like shower curtain liners that have been duct taped everywhere. There'd be like empty popcorn buckets and frickin' paper towels. That's got to be a... That's a rough one. That's a rough one to be an Uber driver on. Ah. God bless you. And I tell you what, the other thing, I'm not taking any long rides. If somebody's like, yeah, they need an Uber all the way across town, no. You're going to be in my car for 10 minutes, and you're going to get out before you barf or you piss or shit all over the place. You freaking drunk. So I hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. It's good to drive Uber, but not on St. Patrick's Day. People get drunk. People get drunk, and then they wanna get laid. You drive them around, and they puke in your car. Don't drive them too far, cause you won't go far. Yeah. I'm writing song parodies on the podcast. What are you gonna do? All right, let's get into some more. I teased this one, and I'm gonna deliver. You can't just tease. Oh, that's hilarious. If you're very quiet, you can hear them. Who knows what I'm committed to the podcast. I'm not stopping. And next time you see me, when you come see me to at a show, which we're gonna add a show in May. I was talking with my buddy Dave Landau. Looks like we're going to try to add something in May. And then, of course, also is the Redneck Riviera. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But when you come up and see me at that show, you can be like, dude, I heard the podcast where it was crazy. You were at the Holiday Inn Express, I think, outside of Detroit, and there was people yelling and shit. Okay, here we go. We're getting into life hacks. You guys, these are amazing life hacks. These are amazing life hacks. The first life hack they got, this is not a bad one, tie a piece of ribbon onto your luggage. Yeah, that's I thought that was standard operating procedure. Here's another one. They're like, does your dorm smell bad? Take a dryer sheet and tape it over the air conditioning unit and turn it on. Oh, okay. So here's a life hack. If your dorm smells like shit, how about you clean up the shit? But if your dorm smells super bad and you are just hell bent on leaving your stanky clothes everywhere, just take a dryer sheet and tape that over the AC unit. What do you do in the winter? Oh, you just tape that over the. Do not tape anything over the furnace. Do not. Okay, here's. I'm gonna get mad at these. They're like, this one, how to waterproof your shoes. Take beeswax and just rub beeswax all over your shoes and then use a hair dryer on it. Yes, yes, by all means. Take a super expensive pair of shoes and rub beeswax all over it and then zap it with a hair dryer. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Okay. I'm looking for funnier ones. When ironing a button-up shirt, flip it inside out to easily iron over the button side. Is that a life hack? Oh, here's one. Some of these are good. Take an old newspaper. Like an old piece of crumbled up newspaper, put that in your like kitchen garbage bag first. You put that in the bottom, and then if something spills and there's juicy juices, it'll absorb it. That's awesome. These must be old. These, because they're talking about business cards. Does anybody have business cards anymore? Is that still a thing? They're like, take a picture of a business card. That way you won't lose it. I don't know if I'm going to do that. All right, guys. We have people next door, and they're going to think I'm crazy, and they're going to have to get on board the crazy train. Crazy. Well, that's how it goes. Millions of people. This is... Wait a minute. This is for testing batteries. They go bounce batteries to see if they're good or bad. Drop batteries on a table from about 6 inches. If they give one small bounce and fall right over, they're good. If they bounce around any more than that, they're dead or on the way out. That seems crazy. I'm not gonna be dropping batteries on my tabletop. I gotta check my car battery. Wham! Oh, golly. Yeah, I don't, has anybody ever heard that one before? That a good battery just bounces once and a bad battery bounces more? That's freaking, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that'll work. Okay. What else do we... Oh, Israel, and let's do this one before we head over to Patreon, and we got to talk about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, a little bit of Israel. So, Mike Tyson. I'm gonna talk about Mike Tyson. The Chuck Schumer thing and Israel is fucking abysmal. That's the worst. You know, we got Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor talking about Netanyahu and needing replace. That's freaking... that's craziness. Who? I'm not going to get into it. that way. I'll cover that seriously. But Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. So Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul, the YouTuber. Mike Tyson is like 50 something years old. I don't know. How old is Mike Tyson? Let's Google that. Seems like a thing we should want to know. Probably the thing we should have known before he even started. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Boom. They weren't listening to us. I just wanted to see how old he was. And Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul. Jake Paul is the YouTuber and all this stuff. Why? If they were listening, they weren't listening that good. It's going to be on Netflix. It's going to be... I'm going to watch. Mike Tyson age. How about that? Mike Tyson's 57. He's 57. I'm looking at video of him working out. And that dude, this is going to be, it's going to be a hell of a fight. That's going to be a hell of a fight. And this is the wild thing. I want Mike Tyson to beat the shit out of Jake Paul. Like, I want this to be one of those 30-second Mike Tyson fights of yore. Like, if you remember, you know, back in the day when Mike Tyson was young and he was an up-and-comer, he's like 19 years old, like 20 years old, he was just a wrecking machine. He was so fast and so powerful. And Jake Paul, I haven't watched his videos, but it's just, he puts out that aura. He puts out that freaking like frat boy vibe. The I'm talking a lot of shit. I got money. I want Mike not, I don't want him to kill him, but I want him to knock him the fuck out and quickly. Like, I'm not going to be, this isn't like pay-per-view, like, oh, I paid $60 for this. I want to see a good fight. No, I don't want to see a good fight. I want to see, ding, ding, Mike Tyson, bang, Jake Paul. Ugh, that's what I want to see. I don't care about anything else. I'm watching Tyson. Tyson, here's the deal. He never stopped training. Like, he still trains. He still goes to the gym, still does the thing. He's not like a big old blob, you know? I'm training. I'm Mike Tyson rattling your brainin'. I'm training. I'm Mike Tyson rattling your brainin'. That I don't even know when the fight is. We'll talk about that. And listen, it's I don't know how many of you guys even know who Jake Paul is. Just know this, he's a dick. All right. And we're gonna take one last look at Life Hacks. The people on Locals and Patreon, we're gonna talk about Israel and Chuck Schumer and some more Redneck Riviera stuff. I will tell everybody right now, those tickets are going to go fast. The Redneck Riviera in Nashville, that show is May 23rd. It's going to be music by actual musicians and singers. It's going to be comedy. There's going to be stand-up. There's going to be sketch comedy. It's going to be that show tonight. We will also make that show available on the website, so you'll be able to check it out there. So for everybody who's been supporting that show tonight and everything we're doing, it's coming. And it looks like this Redneck Riviera thing could be happening more than once. And then we got to get back to the America First Warehouse and do bigger shows there. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. There's a lot of good things happening. And that's because of you guys, and you're completely awesome. Here's one. A life hack. Need an inexpensive cookbook holder? Try a pants hanger. You know those hangers that have the little clips on the bottom of them? They got a picture of some lady, like in her little kitchen, and she's got that hanger hanging off the cupboard, and she's got the cookbook in the little hanger, and it's clipped on with the pan. That's actually not a bad idea. That is, or just get the recipe on your iPad. Yeah, and just have that real big on your iPad. You could do that. You don't really need the fancy hanger. They need to update their site. Okay, we are heading over to Locals and Patreon. Come on over there. It's going to be a blast. You guys are fantastic. And thank you for this wonderful Holiday Inn Express St. Patrick's Day edition of the Loftus Party Podcast. You're fantastic. One last question. Why are those pants still on?